Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome, language lovers, to an assemblage of grandiose and bombastic grandiloquence. Join us as we examine a word. Good day to you, or should I say, good evening to you, my little literary dreamers. Get your coziest pajamas on, your bunny slippers, your favorite teddy bear, and take a deep breath as we prepare to take on today's word, somnophobia. Somnophobia is the fear of going to bed, or extreme anxiety with the thought of sleeping or falling asleep. It is also known as hypnophobia, clinophobia, sleep anxiety, or sleep dread. It can be related to a fear of the unknown, concern with a lack of control whilst sleeping, or worrying that one might not hear a loved one call out in pain or trouble whilst one is asleep. Sleep paralysis and nightmare disorders are two of the causes of somnophobia, although it is linked to many other forms of fears and anxieties. Common symptoms of somnophobia include a feeling of fear when thinking about sleeping, experiencing distress at bedtime, avoiding going to bed altogether, or having panic attacks when it's time to sleep, irritability or mood swings, and having a hard time remembering things. There can also be physical symptoms, including nausea, a tightness in the chest, and sweats, chills, or hyperventilation. Children with somnophobia will often cry, become clingy, and ask not to be left alone. The word somnophobia comes from the Latin words somnus and phobia. Somnus means sleep or drowsiness, and comes from the Proto-Italic sphepnos, meaning to sleep. It can also take on the figurative meaning of death, though not quite an antonym. Chronophobia is a related fear, the fear of time. Chronophobia is an irrational fear of both time and the passage of time, and can include a fear of watches, clocks, and other timepieces. It also comes from Latin, the Latin word for time being chronos. Isn't language wonderful?
Have you ever had the urge to learn about a fascinating new historical topic but just haven't had the time or the energy to research it yet? Trust me, we've all been there, and fortunately, there is a better way. Hi, I'm David A. Bradbury, host of 20 Minute History, the new podcast that'll introduce you to some of the captivating stories that your history teachers won't tell you about, in episodes that are always shorter than 20 minutes. It's meticulously researched, easily digestible, and best of all, tremendously entertaining. 20 Minute History, now available wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.